More mothers with children are staying at home full-time to take care of them instead of taking a paying job. According to the Census Bureau, the percentage of working women with children under age one fell for the first time in a quarter century. The trend is noticeable among well-educated, well-paid women, the kind who had been eager to enter the workforce in the 1970s and 80s. Commentator Danielle Crittenden thinks it's a good sign.
You see them at Starbucks at 2 o'clock on a weekday afternoon, pushing a stroller and balancing a latte, with a slight look of bewilderment on their faces, as if to say, "How did I end up here?" A decade ago, these women might have been plotting their move up the corporate ladder. What would not have occurred to them, what never would have occurred to them, was that one day they would devote most of their brain power to figuring out how to get from the supermarket to Gymboree, and then carpool by 3, then to soccer and ballet by 4, followed by 2 seatings of dinner, the first at 6 for 3 children, and another at 7:30 for 2 adults. Yet 40 years after the launch of the women's movement, this is exactly what many former career women find themselves doing. Obviously, not every woman has the choice to do this, and not every woman can afford to. But some are willing to make huge financial sacrifices to be home. It's funny when you think about it. The most liberated and educated generation of women in human history are now more and more becoming full-time mothers. They've grown up with every door open to them and alongside a generation of men who view them fully as peers, not as fragile creatures for whom doors must be held open. Many ambitious women I know who have quit to become mothers often left partner-track jobs behind them. But they did so with their eyes wide open, as if to say, working was good, but now they want to enjoy being mothers. Been there, done that sort of thing. And these days they can enjoy it. When I gave birth to my first child more than a decade ago, it was considered an almost shameful thing to stay home with the baby. Career-minded women were expected to make childcare arrangements and dash back to their offices. We were not going to be housewives, for goodness sakes. The younger generation, by contrast, feels more secure about becoming mothers. They understand that happiness is not always realized in a job. But this new generation of mothers still faces some of the old problems. In some ways, it's much tougher for them to be at home than it was for the June Cleavers of yesteryear, who accepted vacuuming and carpooling as their destiny. It's not easy to go from the boardroom to the playroom. Small children, for all their delights, generate huge amounts of drudge work that a woman used to managing a department may find demeaning. And with today's shaky marriages, it puts a woman in a potentially risky financial situation. Yet women are taking these risks in droves. In many ways, they remind me of the brave frontierswomen of pioneer days, confronting a new world without a compass. Slowly, they're reinventing the whole idea of home, and even of motherhood itself. So next time you see one of these women in a Starbucks, don't sigh with impatience. Help her hold the darn latte while she straps her squirming kid into the stroller.
Comments of Danielle Crittenden, author of the novel Amanda Bright at Home.